the sausage starts life in the factory as one big sausage.
Interesting thing, the sausage. Let's just think for a moment about sausages.
Creating the unique flavour we all know and love.
Let's find out more in The World of Sausages.
Oh, this is amazing.
In order to appreciate today's sausage...
Today's sausage.
You need to know a little about its rich history. The sausage was invented in 1075 by a butcher who needed somewhere to store all the feet, eyelids, arses and lips from his dead pigs. Oh, hang on, no, that's kebab. Sausages became trendy in the heady, sandal-wearing coves of ancient Greece. Spices were added by the medieval times and were named after the localities in which they were made. The Frankfurter in Frankfurt, Germany. The Genoa salami in Genoa, Italy. And the little-known Schnitzelgruben from Ross-on-Wye.
Would you care for another Schnitzelgruben?
No, thank you. 15 is my limit on Schnitzelgruben.
Let's hit the streets and get the banger vibe. What do you like about sausages?
The crisp, sausagey taste.
Well, I only really like them if they're very meaty. That's what I like, really, the meaty taste.
Well, we like them so savoury. We come from Kent, so we buy the Penshurst sausages.
Very nice.
Oh, no, that's a difficult one. Well, it's wholly edible, pretty well. I mean, you don't have to cut fat off normally. It's easy. That's when they're cold. Absolutely great. They're sort of, they've got multiple uses.
On the line now, I have three prominent sausage makers from around the country. Martin Blackwell.
Hello.
Brian Lambert.
Hello.
And Bill O'Hagan.
Hello.
Bill O'Hagan has been making sausages for 50 years. Not continuously, of course. He has to sleep and go to the toilet like you or I. He's one of the most famous sausage creators in the country and is about to open franchises of his sausage shops across the UK. The first question, and it's got to be asked, really, hasn't it? How do you make a sausage?
Well, there are three processes. Mincing, mixing, and linking. So it's mincing the meat, or chopping as we call it in the sausage industry, or the sausage craft industry, is cutting the meat, then mixing the seasonings and the liquid, if you're using liquid, together, then putting them in a filling machine, filling the skins, natural skin, there must be natural skins, and then linking them to sizes. And that's it. And then hanging them up, because they need time to mature and absorb the flavours of the seasoning to produce the desired taste in the sausage.
What's the sausage skin actually made from?
Intestines. Hello?
When did you last have a sausage?
Last week.
This morning?
This morning.
Oh, yes, this morning. Breakfast.
Oh, crumbs. A few days ago, I should imagine, yes.
Quite a while ago. So don't eat them that often. Too fattening.
Last week.
Oh, this morning, yes.
Yeah, but it wasn't a very nice one.
Wasn't it? What was wrong with it?
No flavour.
Hello there. I wonder if you could answer a few questions about sausages.
I'm a bit deaf.
Oh, don't worry, I'll shout. Do you like sausages?
Oh, quite, yes.
When did you last have a sausage?
I think about a month or so ago. I don't eat them that often, you know.
Thanks for that. Do you want your medicine now?
Sausage facts.
In The Odyssey, Homer says,
as when a man near a glowing fire turns to and fro a sausage, anxious to have it quickly roast.
The modern word sausage is derived from the Latin salsicius, meaning prepared by salting. During the Middle Ages, sausages were an everyday dish. In 1580, during the reign of Elizabeth I, a reference speaks of a
pudding called a sowage, the contents of which were stuffed into skins and sometimes rolled in flour.
The world's biggest recorded sausage was 13 miles long and was created by 11 West Midlands butchers in one night.
And what a night.
The great British public eat 300,000 tons of sausages a year. That's around £12 per head if you ignore vegetarians, and let's face it, we all do. The industry is worth over £600 million a year.
Sausage facts.
What do you think goes into a sausage?
Well, sawdust in the old days, during the war, but probably meat, to some degree, depending on the quality, almost anything else. I mean, it's pretty open house for them, isn't it?
Absolutely everything, because I remember seeing a programme on television about it and it put me right off them for ages.
Bread. Spices.
Scragging.
Yeah, gristle. Yeah. And a bit of meat, maybe, but bags of flavouring.
Probably a bit of preservative. Hopefully not too much unknown filler. Maybe some E-flavour things. Maybe some antioxidants. And then you've got the added flavouring things like herbs and spices, you know, like chilli maybe.
Meat.
Bread.
Yeah. Any part meat. Of a particular animal, do you think? Or?
We don't know. Pork.
Pork, yeah. Pork, yeah. Beef.
Or
yeah.
Beef.
Some dried beef sausages, yes.
We don't like them when they're little bits in.
Lumpy. Don't like them when they're...
Vegetable ones. Vegetable ones.
Don't like gristle. Don't like them when there's gristle in them. We don't like them.
Meat bits. Well, you used to make them.
There's a load of rats goes into them. Bit of meat. Goes into them, not very much. Now I'm going back more than 50 years. Yes, so I'm going back 55 years. I used to make them. And don't quote me on this, we used to call them pork sausages, but we used to put anything in them.
Is it true to say that every part of the animal goes into the sausage except the squeak?
That's gospel. That's gospel. Yeah, it's gospel. Well, it was in my days.
What do you think to that, Martin?
Hey. None of them would get a job in a butcher shop. We've cut the pigs right up. We keep the best ends for the shop, for the legs, the loin, the top half of the belly pork. And then we put all the shoulders and all the pork trimmings in for pie meat and sausage meat. So it's all pork shoulder, really. 90% of it is pork shoulder. So it's a really very, very good quality pork. It's all these big people they'll use mechanically recovered meat.
Sounds delicious.
Oh, well, they throw everything in. The feet, the trotters, the skin, the lot, and they just, it all emulsifies because we've got these massive great big machines.
Mm.
You know, nothing wrong with it, but it's all really the really rough end, jowls, everything. Yeah, you get the hell heads in and you get the eyeballs and all sorts. Jowls, testicles, the lot.
What's the strangest request you've had in your shop?
You don't really want to know.
It's not rude, is it?
Yeah.
Good.
Well... It was a bloke, he was poorly, right, very poorly. And we needed medical help, and he was frightened what he might do when he went home, but he knew I could do something about it, so he wanted me to go out the back and put him on the block and cut his bollocks off.
Would you have charged him for that?
I bloody panicked me. Absolutely. He was just in that type of a state.
You didn't do it, obviously.
What? Hey? I'd be bloody in hospital, wouldn't I?
Stop laughing, Brian. Well, I was actually hoping for more of a sausage-related anecdote, but I suppose bollocks is fine. What flavours do you do, Brian?
We do variety. We do I do plain pork, and then I do a beef and a pork, and then we do a pork and chives, and then I do a pork and chestnut.
Impressive. Bill, which of your sausage flavours are the most exotic?
Ostrich, kangaroo, roo bangers made out of kangaroo meat, which are actually quite popular. Not just amongst Australians. We've been offered crocodile meat, which we certainly won't use.
You could call them snappy bangers.
But, we've got so many different ones. I mean,
recipe for sausage love. You'll love this recipe for sausages. Heat some oil in a frying pan when the oil is hot. Take one thick, juicy pork sausage made from the finest ingredients available. Take the sausage firmly in your hand, but not too tight, and give it a prick. Insert the sausage into the frying pan and turn up the heat. Cook until brown. Then, eat, gently putting it in your mouth as if it was someone's.
Chris Hogg, sausage connoisseur.
Is there a future for the sausage? Well, so long as there are people that have extra bits of meat to...
That's a great ending soundbite.